So, I did a workshop yesterday morning. My idea was to offer that workshop and then to take some of the stuff that came out of it and bring it together for a performance today. So that's something I've not done before. I'm interested in the idea of taking that like moment of pedagogy or sharing or discourse or whatever and bringing it into a text for performance, but I'm not quite sure what it will do. I think I know why, but I'm not quite sure what it will do. So we'll see. So I wrote this yesterday afternoon and late last night in the Ibis Hotel. I want to just give a shout to the people that were in the workshop with me. So that was Sean Bonney, Danny Hayward, Bryony Rogers, Mao Bayoko, Reese Merrifield, Phil Davenport, Steve Hansen, Imogen Durant, Nia Davies, Anna Percy, Nathan Walker, and Sophie Fataki. Okay. Maybe this will last about 12 minutes, but it's so new that I don't quite know that either. So I felt really worked up after the workshop yesterday. Knotted, knowing, unknowing, this idea of a spoken, written, felt, seen, heard, received honesty. Like when I was doing that pre and postnatal yoga teacher training thing. And this woman came in and spoke to us about chanting, about the different energy points and chakras in the body, and about how to balance blockages or invigorate certain chakras. She started to talk about the throat chakra, about blockages in the throat chakra. She was talking about it and I started to cry out loudly, like really fucking loudly, in front of all these women that I didn't know. The throat chakra is associated with communication, expression, freedom, responsibility, and leadership. If the throat chakra becomes unbalanced, you may feel you are unable to communicate verbally, physically, and emotionally. I also read that in Chinese medicine, a blockage in the throat chakra has to do with sexual repression. The singing bowl I brought along for the workshop yesterday was tuned to hit, strike, land, touch, or resonate the group in the throat chakra. I suggested we feel this through a Pauline Oliveros deep meditation score. This was the first exercise of the workshop and it meant to invite a kind of consideration. A kind of consideration of what attention, what mode of listening or like being together we might need to make to be able to be with this idea of a spoken, written, felt, seen, heard, received honesty. I likened it to this mad thing I get with Harriet. It's like when we're having a conversation, I feel that somehow she does this really great thing where she listens with the whole of herself, like her whole body, which makes me feel like I can give out in a way that I can't with others. That there is this intense possibility for listening and for speaking, for honest frankness and intimacy. Yesterday's workshop was meant as a kind of offer, so a guide, a gift, a set of tools or an occasion for honesty, a moment to complicate, protect and play, each at our own pace and discretion. I wanted to make it very clear that I wasn't there to ask anyone to spill themselves. And so that was my intro. I also reffed that I would be making a performance text from our workshop together, taking influence from the written, spoken, physicalized, and atmospheric outcomes to make a text for performance that would be presented on the following day of the festival, so like today, this now. I paused, looked down at my plan, at my shit shoes, the next exercise. We sit in a circle, hands resting on knees and eyes closed. We begin to count from 1 to 25 out loud, each person offering one number at a time in no predetermined order. If two people spoke at the same time, the game would stop and we would begin again at 1. And I've already lost track of how many times I've said, "Does that make sense? Is this okay? Is that cool?" We did it first time. I asked if we could keep hold of the atmosphere we'd made as we went on to unpick the concept of honesty and put it up in the air. I offer provocations to the group and ask for one-word responses. What does honesty, spoken, written, felt, seen, heard, received, sound like? What is its quality, sensibility, volume, timbre, pace, rhythm, phrasing? Like a bell? Timid, complicated, piercing, multi-layered, neutral, loud, uncomfortable, cold, thoughtful, hot, peppery, plain, wavering, transformative, impassioned, simple, like a challenge, public, thick, healing, spacious, spatial, exhausted, radical, staccato, a kind of stammer, a void, gibberish, insightful, jagged, distant, emerging, long, slow, and fast, knotted, grounded, transparent, blue, red, disjointed, struggling, imperative, resounding, syncopated, raw. Where do you, can you, speak, write, feel, see, hear, honesty? Trains, stomach, last night, abroad, at work, with old friends on the phone, in faces, beat poetry in fingertips between people on cobbled streets, house parties at the bottom of a bottle, on my pillow, in the dead, during sex, in the local pub, at funerals, in touch, at Quaker meetings, in a circle, in a nursery, and when there's no language. What's your relationship to honesty? Shifting, urgent, like purgatory, pathfinding, emotional grounding, I'm suspicious, I'm guilty, exposing, slippery, encumbered, reassuring, a kind of hide and seek. It's non-familial. It's exacting, exhausting, contingent, scary, naked, achieved through alcohol, gendered. What does it do? What's its effect? So, like, how is, can this honesty be received? It's comforting, transformative, confirming. It makes me angry. It's creative, disruptive, of artifice, defensive. It descends. It's in denial, in rebirth. It's cataclysmic. It's like an AA meeting. Electrifying, supportive, freeing, bruising. It's portable, divisive, a map. It is online. It ends. It's memorable, evasive, moving. So all of these words are now hanging in the air. Maybe one had stuck or resonated hard. I invited everyone in the group to choose one word. I didn't have enough time to think about hanging on to my word, so I looked down at the list I'd been making, at my shit shoes, knotted. I went with knotted. First, I said we will meditate for 4 minutes towards this word that you've picked, meaning to think on, to keep bringing your mind back to the word. And all credit to Bernadette Meyer for this one. Then I said, we will write for 4 minutes towards this word that you've picked. Automatic writing, so don't, like, take your pen from the page. Then I went on, we will do some more writing to pull out the bits from the automatic writing that you care about and to shape them. I guess you could call this bit, like, giving a shit. We'll do this for 10 minutes. We had a break. I asked if people would come back or not. Maybe there was more going on with me than I realised at that moment. Post break, and everyone did come back. From scattered positions, so like everyone in their own space, we stood. I tentatively introduced some body work, a kind of physical warm-up, and then I apologised for it. Mm-hmm. And then I apologised to myself for apologising for it, for the body work. I remembered the Jill Johnson quote I have saved in the notes in my phone, never apologise, recount or explain. I introed the bodywork as a kind of thinking onto the or a physical location of honesty. So, like, which part of your body would you say you hold your honesty in? Spoken, written, felt, seen, heard, received. And when is it different? So, like, when does it sit in different body parts, depending on if it's honesty, or if it's confession, or disclosure, or dishonesty, or a lie? I think some of these differences are to do with tense, like tenses, or with hope. Think on this as you move through your body, as I talk you through a warm-up, I said. But also just generally use it to get what your body needs, I suggested. Put the pressure on, touch and massage in a way that feels good to you. Go to what your body needs. I'm not going to tell you how to touch yourself. So just notice how you feel. I felt massive. Now, I said, we will edit for 4 minutes. Now that you maybe feel a little bit more in your body. And before, you might want to speak your text aloud. My invitation here was to push and pull, to go in and out of focus, with and in relation to the text and to the honesty, to autobiography and to body. To do tiny edits that either brought the text closer or that pushed it away. And then the last exercise, running over time. From our scattered positions, so like everyone in their own space, so we weren't performing so much for each other but for ourselves, and in no predetermined order, we spoke our texts aloud, and this is a kind of amalgamation of some of them. Good word, well word. In my stomach, where my seat is, my cervix is, my center is. It's connected to my mouth, my spit, my good word, my well word. I sweat at the thought of it, its weight and its pressure. 68 electric shocks around the dark edges of mouth's edges, open wide. Unknow, unknot, untangle and loosen. The who, what are the things that tighten, and then the who needs to go away. This knotted line is like some kind of measure of time, a pattern, a sound, or myth, some tingling hallucinations that I feel in my face and in my legs. A sensory input in this moment, in this foot, in this text, it's sweepingly honest over exposure. I think the hardest aspect of honesty is just the memorable witness. I think the hardest aspect of honesty is finding focus softly on a central axis and shifting. Fumble in speaking, fumble outspoken. I think the hardest aspect of honesty is always looking inwards and finding no trace of it. Of not knowing. Without knowing, in with knowing, out with knowing. No, not knowing with an honest, full-bodied bunch. Thank you.